Okay, so we began the Mishnah last time, and we explained this is really the yesod of our Mishnah. Every edus, we're talking about edus of dinei nefoshes, has to be subject to hazoma. It always has to have the possibility of another two edim coming along and say, "Imonu ha'yisem, you are with us at that time in a different place." Because of that, by definition, therefore, we must cross-examine the Edim and ask them questions referring to the exact location and the exact time. Because if we don't, then it's not subject to Hazoma. If they say all the details of the story, but they say the only thing we can't remember is exactly what day of the week it was, or we don't remember what location it was, well, then it's no longer subject to Hazoma. No other Edim can come and say, "You were with us at a different place at that time." We didn't say which place, we didn't say which time. So for all of those questions are absolutely critical. All of those are called the chakiros. There are seven chakiros altogether. We learned this last time. Seven chakiros, and they are critical. Now, in addition to that, we also started seeing there's what's called bedikos. Bedikos are not chakiros. Those are additional questions, which, as the Mishnah said, the more the better. Harizeh meshubach. Why is it harizeh meshubach? Remember, the agenda we always have, as we've mentioned so many times, especially in the last parak, is we're always trying to exonerate, we're trying to exempt it. We don't want to put somebody to death. So the more questions we can ask, the more chance there is, of course, of catching the Edim out, of finding some contradiction between the Edim. So therefore, the more the better. But those questions are not mandatory. The seven initial chakirois, those are mandatory, without which you cannot have hazoma, and you have to have the possibility of hazoma. So have a look. This is where we got up to the last narrow line of the Mishnah. Ma bein. Says the Mishnah, ma bein chakirois lebedikos. What is the fundamental difference between chakirois, as we said, the seven questions that refer to the time and location, as opposed to bedikos, which is all other further details? If you remember, we said last time that one particular Tana, namely Rav Ben Zakkai, would even quiz them about exact nature of the fruit on the tree by which the murder happened. The two Edim said that they testified that a murder happened next to a tree. Oh, okay. As soon as I hear the word tree, a fig tree, tell me, what did the figs look like? Were they a thick stalk or a thin stalk? And one Edim said one thing and another Ed says something else. And on that basis, the person was exonerated because there's now a contradiction in the Edus. Remember, that's not called Hazoma. That's called Hakhosha. That's just a plain contradiction. A Hakhosha contradiction either could be that the two Edim contradict each other, or two other Edim come and contradict the Eds, but it's not Hazoma. They're not claiming that you are with us at a different location. They're just saying that what the details of the story can't be true for whatever reason. We happen to be there and we saw it differently. Says the Mishnah, ma bein chakirois lebedikos. So what is the fundamental difference between chakirois and bedikos? Says the Mishnah, on the first very wide line now. Chakirois, in the case of chakirois, the seven fundamental questions. Echod, oimer, eini yodea. If one of them says, "I do not know," eidusan betelo. And the whole testimony is null and void. However, bedikos, in the case of bedikos, when you're not asking about time and location, you're asking side details like what was the state of the fruit on the tree next to the murder scene. So then, if echod oimer eini yodea, if one of them says, "I don't know, to be perfectly honest, I wasn't paying attention," or va'afilu shnayim remain on the yodim, well, to be honest, even if both say "I don't know," then eidusan kayemes, then their testimony is perfectly valid. Why? What's the difference? So as we've explained before, we'll see Rashi in a second. Because in the case of the Chakirais, if you say that you don't know, if we ask you, tell you what was the exact calendar date, or what was the exact location, or what was the year, etc., etc., and you say, to be honest, I don't remember, I wasn't paying attention. So why is that Eidos not valid? Because the Eidos is now not subject to Hazoma. No two Eidim can come along and say Imonu or Yisem because I didn't say which date it was, but I didn't say which year or which location. Have a look at Rashi towards the end of the narrow lines. Chakirois, Omar Echod Eini Yodea, Eiduson Betelo. The whole Eidos is null and void. De Sheva Chakirois. Because the seven fundamental interrogation questions, Mikroi Nafkilon, we learn them out from Sukkim, as we're going to see Mitzvah Hashem at the bottom of the Omid. Uboinon Bekulhu, critical line in Rashi. And we need all of them to be in place, all seven Chakirois, which we learn from a Pasuk. We need all of them. Every single one is critical. Why? Shetehe yochol lahazimon, so that it should be able, in theory, for Edim to come and be mazim, the first group. The hazoma ksiva buhu, because hazoma is written in the context of these cases, meaning it's not just a possibility, but it's an option that always must exist. The kiven d'omar eini yodea, but since he said, quote unquote, I do not know, well, you cannot now possibly be mazim the aid, so even though it's true I've got six out of seven questions that he did answer, but the minute that the seventh was not answered, as we just said, all seven are critical. So even if it's one of the seven, if you ask him, tell me, what day of the week was it? He says, I don't remember. Well, if you don't remember, then it's no longer subject to hazama. Nobody can be mazim, you're not chakira. The kiven and since to e efshel kayim bo mitzvahs hazama, because you cannot be makayim the union of hazama bo oisoi ho'eid, regarding that particular witness who says I don't know, what happens as a result? Botla kol ho'eidos, so the entire eidos is null and void. Now, Rashi cannot stop over here. Rashi has to make an addition, which he does. Why? Because as we well know, we learned this from a pasuk in yesterday's Kriya Satoira, a group of Eidim does not necessarily need to consist of two Eidim. It could be three, it could be four, it could be 100, it could be 1,000. Minimum of two, but by no means a maximum. So what happens if 10 people came to Beis Din? A group of 10 people came to Beis Din. It's true, I did not need numbers three and onwards. I could have easily sufficed with one and two. But at the end of the day, 10 did come. And if 10 did come, so now let's ask ourselves a question. 10 Eidim came. So they start interrogating Eid number one. And on one of the Sheva Chakirais, he says, I don't know. So L'chaira, isn't there room to suggest that one second, okay, discard him. I've still got plenty of Eidim left in the tank. So why should I say Eidos Betela, that the entire testimony is null and void? I understand that when there's only two Eidim, then it's perfectly understandable, because if you throw out one, then I don't have a group of Eidos. But if I had more than two in the first place, why would I say a duson betela? It's true, one of them has fallen by the wayside. Okay, I've got another nine, or another 99, or another 1,000. So that's why Rashi cannot stop over here. Rashi adds the following. Va'afilu heimeo. Even if they're a group of 100 Eidim, so surely one of them is irrelevant because I've got plenty without him. Nonetheless, the halacha is the same. If one of them says, I don't know, you're in trouble. De ein eidim nasim zaymimim ad shi azumu kulon. Because the halacha of Edim Zomim is, it only truly becomes Edim Zomim if the entire group are proved to be Zomim. You cannot just be Mazim two out of a group of Edus. You've got to be Mazim the entire group of Edus. And therefore, if one of them says, I don't know, he's not subject to Hazoma. If he's not subject to Hazoma, the entire group is not subject to Hazoma, says Rashi.
Rabbi, it is...
How do I know that even if there's 100 Edim, the only way that you could truly be Mazim them is by being Mazim every single last one? Talmud Loima, Edim, quote unquote. So we have a posuk in Makkas Daf Hei to teach us that what? That if you've got Edim numbers 1 to 100, and then come along Reuven and Shimon, and they say, 99 of you were with us in a different place. That's not Edim Zomim. They've got to say, all 100 of you were with us in a different place. Then and only then is it considered Zomim. So if that's the case, that in order for them to become Zomim, they've all got to be Edim Zomim, not just part of them or most of them, every single last one. Well, if that's the case, if one of the Edim says, I don't know, even if there's another 99 Edim without him, that group of 100 is now not subject to Azoma because it's not Shaykh to be Mazim all of them because one of them said, I don't know. And if you cannot be Mazim all of them, then you cannot be Mazim any of them, which means in the final analysis, this group of Edus is not subject to Azoma. So that's why as soon as one of them says those terrible words, I don't know, he's just gone and killed off the entire group of Edus. Reb Nachum, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, when the Rebbe says a group, that means they all came together as opposed to two Edim and then two other Edim and then two other Edim, then that's three groups.
Right, they're testifying that we all saw this together, correct.
So in a certain case, if it's two, three separate groups of two, then technically...
Yeah, that's a different story.
Right.
So we're saying any group, a singular group, irrespective of how many people in that group are considered one group, it will never be considered Edim Zomim unless all of them are made Zomimim. Therefore, all of them, without fail, have to have clear, definitive answers on the Shevach HaKiris. And as soon as one of them says, Eini Yodea, I don't know, well, that particular aid is not subject to Hazama. Well, neither, therefore, is the whole group. That's why Edusam Batela.
Rabbi, yeah. on the questions of Badikos, if they say they don't know, so they're not Batel.
Right.
So what's the whole purpose of Badikos? To catch them in a lie?
Right, if they do know. If they do answer the question. That's the next line of the Mishnah. Carry on the Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah on the second wide line, but echod chakirois ve'echod bedikos. Even though we just distinguished between chakirois and bedikos, but there is a common denominator. Both chakirois and bedikos bezman shemakhishin ze'eze. If they contradict each other, well then definitely edusam betelo. So you could have, in theory, answered. In the case of Badikos, I don't know. Like in the case we said before, you said that there was a murder next to a fig tree. So the Dayanim start interrogating the Edim and say, well, if that's the case, could you please tell me how thick were the stalks of the figs? So if one of them says they were very thin and the other one says they were very thick, then there is a contradiction. And that way, the Edus is bottled. But if they said, to be honest, we weren't paying attention, I don't know. Well, then the Edus is Kayam. So in the case of Chakirois, if they say, I don't know, the Edus is thrown out. In the case of Badikois, it's not thrown out. But if they contradict each other, whether it's Chakirois or Badikois, we can never allow for a contradiction. What exactly would be considered a contradiction that the Mishnah is going to discuss in the next line? But before we see that, have a look at Rashi on the last narrow line. Badikois. In the case of Badikos, Afilu Omru Kulo, even if all of them say "Ein oinu yoidin," quote unquote, we don't know. We asked them, we don't know, we don't know, we don't know. What color were his shoes? What was the weather like that day? Was it a busy street? I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. So then the Eidos is fine. Why? Because Hazomer ru'uyolis skayim bohem. Because Hazomer is still possible. We can still maintain Hazomer. Why? De'ein Hazomer tolui elo b'chakiris. Because Hazomer does not depend on Bedikos. It all depends on the chakiris. So as long as they gave clear answer to the chakiris, Hazoma is still possible. Loima, when the Edom say, Imonu ho'isem pa'oisoi sha'o b'mokim acher, you are with us at that very time, but in a different location, that's Hazoma. So as long as they answer the Chakira is well, Hazoma is possible. The fact that they didn't answer the Bedika is because they said, we don't know, we weren't paying attention to what the weather was. If you ask us, what color were the murderers' shoes? I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. Okay. That doesn't torpedo Hazoma. Hazoma is still possible. Therefore, the Eidos is kosher. Unless, as mentioned before, they contradict each other. If they say, well, actually, I was paying attention and we noticed that his shoes were bright yellow. And the other one says, no, they were bright pink. Okay. So the Eidos is now thrown out because we cannot possibly allow for a contradiction. Have a look at Rashi, just one more phrase. Says Rashi, call Edusam Batelo Shabba Gemara. Whenever we talk about Edus being Botel, what does it mean it's Botel? Who? The one who's being incriminated, accused. Vahain and also them, the Edim, are all Paturin, are all exempt. In the case of Hazama, well, then the accused is off the hook. But the Edim are absolutely not. They get killed. But wherever the Edus is bottle, what happens to everybody? The answer is nothing. Hu vehein paturim. Both he and them are all potter because it was totally inconclusive. Now, says the Mishnah, a big chiddush, a very big chiddush. Echod Oimer on the third line. If one of them says Bishnaim Bechoidesh, the Echod Oimer Bishloisha Bechoidesh. This is clearly now not talking about the Bedikas, this is the Chakiras. This is the absolute basic questions. One of them said, when asked, what was the calendar date? He said it was the 2nd of Elul. And the other one says, what was the calendar date? It was the 3rd of Elul. So what would we have said? Surely that's the ultimate contradiction. I'm talking about a different day. So for everything is thrown out. The Eidos is inconclusive. Tremendous chiddush in the Mishnah. Eidoson kayemes. The Eidos still stands. Why? How on earth can you reconcile that? If one says it was the 2nd of the month, and the other one says it was the 3rd of the month, surely that's the greatest contradiction possible. Says the Mishnah, no. We can legislate for that. There could be Shezeh yoideya bi'iburoi shel chodesh, v'zeh eino yoideya bi'iburoi shel chodesh. Remember, at the time of the Mishnah where they were sanctifying the new moon based on Kiddush HaChodesh Kedei Re'iyah in the Bezdin. So there was no calendar. There was no fridge magnet that told you exactly how many days every month had. So therefore, if one aid says it was the 2nd of the month, and one says it was the 3rd, well, there's a perfectly reasonable explanation for that. One of them did not hear about whether the previous month was a Chodesh Mu'ubar. Was it a 30-day month or a 20-day month, 29-day? For some reason, he thought it was 29. Well, if he thought it was a 29-day month, then Rosh Chodesh, as far as he was concerned, came a day early. So when he says it's the 3rd of the month, what does he really mean? It's the 3rd day of the month, according to my Cheshbon. I wasn't aware that they made it an Ibur. The other eight happened to know that it wasn't Ibur and Rosh Chodesh was the next day, and therefore really that day was only the second day of the month. Well, if that's the case, there's no contradiction. They could well be referring to the exact same day, even though one said it was the second of the month and one said it was the third. It's just a technicality. Were they aware of how many days in the last month? And they're perfectly excused for not knowing. If, however, says the Mishnah, Ze oimer b'shloisha, ve'echod oimer b'chamisha, well, obviously then, Eidus b'teilo. If one said it was the third of the month and one said it was the fifth of the month, that's inexcusable. Because we can only allow for a one-day discrepancy. As long as there's only a one-day discrepancy, then we can say, oh, okay, he didn't realize, didn't know whether last month was a 29-day month or a 30-day month. We can allow that to pass through. But there's no way of reconciling a two-day discrepancy. How can possibly one aide say it was the third of the month and the other one say it was the fifth of the month? That can't be. That's a contradiction. Says Rashi on the second wide line. Sheze yoidea b'iburoi shel chodesh. This one was aware of the fact that the previous month was made into a 30-day month. Says Rashi. Ze oimer b'shnayim. The one who said it's the second day of the month, Yoidea, he indeed did know. He knew. Shahachoidesh Shaovar Mole Hoyo. He knows that the previous month was Mole, which is, of course, another way of saying that it was a 30-day month. The Yoim Rishon Shalchoidesh Shahu Yoim Shloishim Mechoidesh Shaovar Hoyo. So he knows that the first day of the month was in fact the 30th day of the previous month, as opposed to the other aide who didn't realize, who thought there's only 29 days. So therefore we can allow for that discrepancy, but I cannot allow, says the Mishnah, a discrepancy of 2 days. There's no way of reconciling a 2 day discrepancy. If one says it was the third day of the month and one says it was the fifth, then something obviously is very wrong. That's with regard to the date. What about regard to the timing? So look back into the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Echod oimer b'shtei shois. If one says it was 2 o'clock, I looked at my watch, it was 2 o'clock. Now, to be perfectly honest, that's inaccurate. They didn't have watches. So how did they tell the time? By seeing where the sun was in the sky. So one said it was 2 hours. Ve'echod oimer b'sholosh shois. One said it was 3 hours. Once again, says the Mishnah, even though that certainly does sound like it's a contradiction, but edusam kayemes, because we can allow for a mistake like that. So remember, they did not have an accurate Swiss quartz watch, a Rolex watch. So therefore, they were gauging the time from seeing where the sun was in the sky. Okay, so it could be they miscalculated a bit. They thought it was a bit of a this angle or slightly less of an angle. So he thought it was 2 hours in the day, really. It was 3 hours into the day. People tend to make mistakes like that. Now, obviously, if one said it was 10 o'clock in the morning, the other one says it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so obviously that's non-reconcilable. Even if you're not very good at time telling, but you can tell the difference between 10 o'clock in the morning and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Says the Mishnah. Echod oimer b'sholoi shois. If one says it was 3 hours into the day, the echod oimer b'chomesh, 5 hours into the day, then edusam b'teilo. Again, even if you're not good at telling the time, but a 2 hour discrepancy, you should be able to tell. Reb Yehuda oimer kayemes. Reb Yehuda disagrees. Reb Yehuda says even a 2 hour discrepancy, we can allow for. Again, we don't have watches. We're trying to gauge it all from the sun in the sky. So we can allow that to pass. If one of them said it was 9 o'clock in the morning, the other one said it was 11 o'clock in the morning. Okay, so they miscalculated a bit according to the angle of the sun. Even a 2 hour discrepancy, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is allowable. There is one exception, says the Mishnah. Echod oimer b'chomish ve'echod oimer b'sheva. If one of them says it was 5 hours into the day, again, on your typical day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m, so when's 5 hours into the day? It's 11 o'clock in the morning. Ve'echod oimer b'sheva, and one says it was 7 hours into the day, meaning 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's a discrepancy of how many hours? Of 2 hours. Now, didn't Rabbi Yehuda just say that a two-hour discrepancy we can allow? Not in this case, however. Eidusan betela. Why? If you said that one Eidu says it was 3 hours, and one who said it was at five, which means one of them is telling you it was 9 o'clock in the morning, and one of them said it was 11 o'clock in the morning, and you said you could allow that. So what's the difference between 9 o'clock versus 11 o'clock, or 11 o'clock versus 1 o'clock? They're both 2 hours discrepancy. Says the Mishnah, no, they're very different. Shebechomesh, because 5 hours into the day, meaning at 11 o'clock, Chamo b'mizrach, the sun is on the eastern side. As we know, the sun rises on the east, on the Mizrach. So at 11 o'clock, it's still not yet hit Chatzos. Chatzos, we know, is directly above us. It's not Mizrach or Ma'ariv. So where would the sun be 11 o'clock in the morning? Somewhere in an easterly direction. But B'sheva, it's Chamo b'Ma'ariv. But at 7 hours into the day, which is already post Chatzos, where would the sun be by that time? It would clearly be in the western side. Ah, if that's the case, then it's non-reconcilable. Because even if you're not very accurate at telling the time, but you should definitely be able to see which side of the sky it's on. So therefore, if the difference is between 9 o'clock in the morning and 11 o'clock, so both of those are on the same side of the sky. So too, obviously, if there'd be a difference between 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, both of those are on the same side of the sky. So I can allow for a mistake because people are a little bit inaccurate. But nobody can make a mistake between the western side of the sky and the eastern side of the sky. So if one of them says it was 11 o'clock in the morning, that's another way of saying it was in the Mizrach. His other friend said, no, it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon, which is in the Ma'arav. That's a mistake that nobody can make. Says Rashi, third wide line. Echad oimar b'shtei shois, that's okay. The ta'i inish b'hochi. Because people make mistakes like that. People can't tell the time so accurately, we can allow that through. Rabbi Yehuda oimar even eidusan kayemes, even if it's a 2 hour discrepancy. Why? The kule hai, because this amount, meaning 2 hours, also ta'i inish, people make a mistake. Unless, as we just said, it's a difference between the Mizrach in the sky and the Ma'arav in the sky. Yes, Rabbi Larry.
I'm curious as to why they don't say, like, one says 5 a.m. and the other one says 7 a.m. Definitely batel, because 5 a.m. it's Ayelet HaShachar. It's still dark. It's coming up. It's a little bit. But at 7, it's already full bright. So how could such a discrepancy be accepted?
It's a good point. We'll see. Maybe the Gemara discuss it. It's a good point. Very good point. Yes, Rav Nachum.
I just wanted to notice that, like, the first few prakim, we always had the concept that we're doing everything we can to find the guy.
Right. I was waiting for somebody to ask this question. It's a fantastic question. The question that Nachum is asking is, if there is this discrepancy of 1 hour or 2 hours, what do we say? Okay. It could be that people make a mistake. It could be. But it could be that it's not a mistake and they're liars. So if we're doing absolutely everything we can to free the accused, how can I put him to death based on the fact that I've got two Eidim who are not saying the same thing and I'll give them the benefit of the doubt? Well, people make a mistake. Or like we said before, one says it was the second day of the month, one says it was the third day of the month. That sounds like they're downright liars and this has all just been one big trick. No, maybe, just maybe, he didn't know whether it was a 30-day month and it was 29. Yeah, maybe, but maybe not. So at the end of the day, it's a sophic. So it's all very nice to give him the benefit of the doubt, but why could this poor fellow be killed as a result? That is a fantastic question, which at the moment I do not have an answer to. I have the same problem. We're doing absolutely everything we can. As we always said, every person is considered innocent until proven guilty. Certainly in the case of Dine Nefoshes, where even if there's the smallest element of doubt, we always give him that element of doubt. We do not put him to death. And yet over here, we are putting him to death. But the Adam didn't say the same thing. It looks like they're downright liars. Yeah, but maybe they weren't such experts in time telling. Maybe they weren't experts in the month. You're right, maybe. But maybe not. I don't know. People sometimes make mistakes when it comes to time telling. Fine, that's one option. Another option is that they jolly well did know what the time was and they're downright liars. You're going to put the guy to death as a result because you want to give the Eden the benefit of the doubt. Don't we have a mandate? Remember, if we had it last month, we hit Silu Ha'ida. We're trying absolutely everything we can to save. Okay, this is a great question. I've not had a chance yet to look up in the Mefarshim whether they discuss it. Could we the Gemara discuss it? I've not yet seen. Yeah, Rabbi Larry.
Maybe it's because it's tied. It's directly tied to Zomerman because it's a time issue. In other words, on all the other questions, it's not related to Zomerman, but this, it's related to Zomerman. So the question becomes is, does this discrepancy foil the Zomerman?
I understand. But at the end of the day, you're putting a guy to death based on a Sofik. That's the question. You're right. It has ramifications for Zomerman. But how can I put somebody to death based on a Sofik? And the final analysis is a Sofik. Not only is it Sofik, at first glance, it looks like they're absolute liars. I'm trying to reconcile the discrepancy between the two Adim by giving them benefits of the doubt. They don't know the time. They didn't know the date. Very nice. Maybe they did. And they're liars. You're going to put somebody to death based on a Sofik? The kasha is a phenomenal kasha. The kasha is a phenomenal kasha. Which I was waiting for somebody to ask. I had this problem myself. We have to look around. Bli Ned, I'll try and look around to see if the Mefarshim ask. Maybe even the Gemara does. I'll see. Okay, for the moment, we'll hold it over here. We have to take this mission very slowly because it's mamash the yisodus of the whole parak, but Be'ez Hashem will continue tomorrow.